CliffCentral.com.
So, Anthea, how are things, considering that this is a weekend where we finally got some positive sentiment moving around?
I've got some positive news in the stock market as well, for a change.
Isn't that nice? Oh, yeah? Tell us more.
Yeah, so the JSE was up 3% for October, so we finished October last week.
Good news.
The resources index was up over 7%, and for year-to-date, the JSE is up 7%, about.
Thank goodness, because we were teetering around absolutely nothing.
Flat, eh? Yeah. Really, yeah. And we had a trade surplus in September on top of August trade surplus. We were expecting about 2 billion rand trade surplus. It came in at 5.2 billion.
Excellent.
I know, it's very exciting. It seems like really great news. And then on Friday, you can see this is positive or negative, up to you, but Moody's changed our outlook from stable to negative, but they did not downgrade us to sub-investment grade.
That's kind of what you predicted.
That's exactly what I predicted.
So, in other words, just listen to Anthea, and none of this will be a surprise to you.
And you'll be okay. Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, the bad news is that unemployment rate is still very high, the highest in 11 years, at 29.1%, which is a bit disappointing. But, you know, I think it will follow. So, if we can get kind of manufacturing and get things right, and the market can start rising, companies will start employing, and hopefully that'll change, which is completely the opposite from the U.S. On Friday, they announced that they had added 128,000 jobs. Consensus was for 75,000. So they're doing particularly well again. Their unemployment rate edged up a little bit to 3.6%, still the lowest level since 1969. And then a bit of good news for them as well, their hourly rate increased by 3% since last year, which was the problem previously. So we all know that the U.S. has been adding jobs, but lower paid jobs. So now it looks like finally wages are increasing as well.
Okay.
So they're all kind of roundabout there. And then some more good news. Lots of good news. The U.S. cut interest rates on Wednesday by 0.25%. Now, you may or may not care whether the U.S. cuts interest rates, but they're doing it to boost their economy. And we're very much still driven by global economy. So if the U.S. economy is stable and growing, then I think we're going to be okay. You know, that's always been my concern, is that we're very much in the late stage of the economic cycle globally, and South Africa is now trying to catch up. We're desperately trying to catch up or trying to take advantage of this, like, 10-year bull market. Longest bull market in history, by the way, which we South Africans didn't take advantage of. But now we're trying to catch up, and so I think it's going to be quite hard.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the macro side. And then on company news, Sasol reported. So first of all, they had co-CEOs, both of them resigned, which I think is absolutely right because of this Lake Charles project, right? We've been talking about this Lake Charles cracker project forever and how it's gone from being projected $1 billion cost to, like, I don't know, $3 billion. It's just the numbers.
It's a big loss maker.
Ridiculous.
It's not good.
And it keeps getting delayed.
And by the way, this is a good reason for a CEO to resign, because your whole job is to make some money into more money. That's your job as a CEO. It's not about what you're doing in your private time.
Absolutely.
I don't think anyone...
Oh, we're talking about McDonald's now.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone who's serious about business really cares what happens outside of the profit margins.
Yeah. So there's a whole move towards ESG in companies at the moment.
What is ESG?
Environment, social, governance issues.
Mm-hmm.
So companies like Sasol get caught because, you know, they're oil producing and they're fracking and they're doing all sorts of things which apparently are bad for the environment. And so they get chastised, because they don't actually get penalized for it at this stage. They just get chastised. And companies and consumers or investors are wanting to be invested in companies that do the right thing for the environment, for social and governance issues. And I think your McDonald's issue, I mean, you can call it a social issue, but I don't think so, right?
There are people in the rest of the world and in the streets who are trying to make their issues everyone else's. And here you have two people who fell in love. It's not the best thing to happen. Everybody understands that this is not optimal.
How old was she? How old are they?
I'm not sure. He's in his 50s. I'm not sure how old she is.
Because the issue is it's a power thing, right?
Yeah, I get that. But she says, you know, they fell in love. So as far as she's concerned, it's all legit. And he's resigned because there's a huge amount of social pressure on him to do this. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that is just crazy.
Yeah, she's loving it.
Oh, come on.
You have got such... By the way, Sia, while we're talking about you...
Do you not have the ability to switch Sia's mic off?
I'll be recording.
Hi, Sia, this is your Uber driver. I'm currently sitting on your couch in my undies eating Cocoa Pops. Also, you're out of toilet paper.
Horrible.
I had hope for a second there.
No.
I'm so gullible. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so what else, Anthea?
And Taste Holdings announced last week that they're selling Starbucks.
Oh.
They currently have 13 stores in South Africa. And they're selling it for 7 million rand, if you're interested.
Anybody want to buy that?
So the problem with Starbucks is that it just costs so much to roll out. And I think where Starbucks versus Aveda or Seattle Coffee have got it wrong is that Starbucks have very big stores, whereas Seattle, Aveda have tiny stores. And I don't think it's that South Africa is not a coffee culture anymore. I think we really have become a coffee culture, right?
Mm.
I remember when I went to the US many years ago, there was, coffee shops everywhere and not a coffee shop in South Africa. And I completely understood that South Africa was not a coffee culture. We didn't buy a coffee, walk into the office. But actually now, most of the guys in the office come into the office in the mornings with a cup of Starbucks or Seattle or Vito.
I've noticed that even here we have a coffee machine and people still come in with their own.
Yeah, we also have a coffee machine. It's so bizarre. It's a real spoil, isn't it? It's like a real nice way to start your day, a real treat. But anyway, so I think Taste Holdings have got it wrong. You know, last year they were trying to sell their
luxury... Are they just trying to offload it, or is there a serious acquisition possibility here for someone else?
So they've announced that there is a purchaser, which they haven't identified, but I don't think it's gone through yet. So they've said that potentially there is a buyer.
7 million rand.
Mm.
It's not a lot, huh?
But the problem is rolling out these stores. It costs a lot.
How many are there?
13 stores.
That's not enough.
And... So last year they generated 108 million rand in sales and an operating loss of 22.5 million rand.
I was going to say, what do the books look like?
Yeah, not great. So that's where it is. This is the same company, by the way, that last year tried to sell their jewelry business. So they also own Arthur Kaplan and NWJ. And they're also going to try and get rid of Domino's Pizza. So they've decided fast food is not for them.
All right.
And then Afrimat put out an exceptional set of results as well. 57% growth in operating profit. That's just mind-blowing. But we'd previously spoken about this company, right? They're the construction company that put out a trading statement 2 weeks ago. And then offshore, two bits of news. Tiffany, the jewelers, has received a $14.5 billion takeover approach from LVMH.
The Louis Vuitton group that's owned by the Pinot family of France.
That's correct. Yes, that's right.
I mean, it's really them and the Rupert's who are in the luxury goods business.
They dominate, completely
Those
dominate.
Two companies own all of it.
Pretty much, yes. And they're looking to, LVMH are looking to pay a nice little premium for where the share closed.
Okay.
And then Google is buying Fitbit for $2.1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, which is an interesting one because actually the thing here is that Fitbit have said to their clients, apparently, because I'm not a Fitbit client, but that if Google does buy them and they opt out, you can opt out as a Fitbit consumer and not pass your data onto Google. Because I would have thought it's all about data, right?
Yeah.
For Google. Google says they just want to introduce the Made by Google logo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So skeptical, you lot.
All right, Anthea, we have a question for you. Is there any indication of the size of the informal market in South Africa? I was astonished to hear that more than 80% of fresh fruit and vegetables in South Africa is traded outside of retail. All those people are somehow making a living and getting on with it. Isn't that interesting? That's a good question from Carla.
It is a very good question, Carla. So there are guesstimates around what it should be, but off the top of my head, I don't know. But massive.
And talking about the fast food industry and their values, they believe you can unleash your inner foodie with their latest campaign, WTF. I'm not sure which fast food business that is.
I'm guessing that's McDonald's.
All of their ad campaigns are pretty boring. I mean, none of them are really as brave as they need to be, because they're all scared. They're trying to, like, straddle this divide between being a family restaurant on one hand and actually having some character on the other.
Yeah, that is McDonald's, Unleash Your Inner Foodie. I actually have heard the ads. Quite funny. It's worth going to Google.
Okay, then maybe we just got it wrong. But there is a very good reason that bland and brand are just one letter apart.
Wow.
Gracious.
Mm. And on that note, okay. That's the day.
I mean, do you want to shut down the whole entire advertising industry?
Very good. Okay.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.